The police administration has expressed its displeasure about the resurgence of instant justice in the country. It says the situation is gradually regaining notoriety as people mete out instant justice to suspects without recourse to the law. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Affairs of the service, Superintendent Cephas Arthur, said the situation does not only undermine the country's democratic credentials, but largely thwart their efforts in crime combat. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
As we indicated in our release, we think that there's a gradual resurgence of what has been termed as instant justice in the country. It looks as if each time it raises its ugly head and we campaign against, dies down. But we realize that it has come back again. And we are talking about the situation where when people suspect others who have committed an offense, they take the laws into their own and exact punishment. And they call it instant justice. The police making specific reference to a case in point where allegedly a woman stole something in Kumasi, Kejitia, and was caught, stripped naked, and beaten and dehumanized. We are using that as a case of reference to reach out to the general public to desist from that practice. It is hideous, it is inhuman, and it is very reprehensible. We are calling on the general public to desist from it. As we indicated once again, it is not for individuals who suspect other people have committed an offense to punish them. It is not even the mandate of the Ghana Police Service or any other security agency to punish people that are suspected to have committed one offense or the other. It is the reserve of the court. It's only the court, competent court of jurisdiction, that can adjudicate and punish accordingly.